Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I think that's right.
Hello, hello, Shay.
Welcome to the Halo Halo Show, everybody.
Welcome. It's season 5, mix number 11. You're back here on the Halo Halo Show. If it's your first time, welcome to the podcast.
Hello,
hello, hello, hello.
Just to give you a background, this is JC and Rika, and I am in the UK for the foreseeable future. I will be based here in the UK, and JC is in the Philippines. But we mostly talk about what's trending in the Philippines and basically worldwide.
Yes.
If it's trending worldwide, people are talking about it in the Philippines.
Absolutely.
Right?
And, you know, speaking of our TTs, or our trending topics for today, involve Philippines or Filipinos not in the Philippines, including. So our first one, we're going to be talking about the engagement ring issue. So I'm sure if you are on Facebook, one of your titas probably posted about it already.
Oh, for sure.
About a viral post that was posted on a Facebook group. And it was about a person complaining, I'm assuming a woman, complaining about a 299 peso engagement ring. I think she found out that the ring that she was given for an engagement was from Shopee. It was only 299 pesos. And it's been super divisive in terms of what people are saying. We'll talk more about the reaction to it and our own thoughts about that. And supposedly, there's also a reply. I don't know if you saw that, Rika G. From the guy, but we can't confirm it. No one can really confirm it. It could just be an anonymous person looking for clout, but apparently the guy also responded. So we'll discuss that with a grain of salt. And then the other thing.
And then,
yes.
The reaction from a celebrity.
Oh, yeah, and the reaction from one of this, a celebrity that went viral also-ish on Twitter/X, I think,
yeah.
Right? And then our other TT involves Joe Koy. To some, maybe the pride of the Philippines. To some, maybe like a Pinoy baiter. Some people have been seeing, I've been seeing the comments on a lot of videos and posts. But Joe Koy, comedian Joe Koy, who hosted the Golden Globe Awards. We'll also talk about the Golden Globe Awards as well, of course. But Joe Koy is the hot topic, especially here in the Philippines, regarding his opening monologue, which was poorly received, to put in so many words. And we'll discuss that. You can jump straight to the timestamps in the podcast description below. But we also start our podcast with Where You Been. What's Where You Been, Rika G, for all the newbies?
Where You Been is just an update on our lives, what happened during the week, where we went, where we ate, what we watched. And in case we want to recommend you guys something, then that's where you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. And we'll start with that, right? I think we're starting with that today. And
yes. We're going to start with you, so
with
go
me.
Ahead.
Okay, so first thing, I watched, what did I watch this week? Oh, I've been watching because The Bear, which won season, or The Bear season 2 won a bunch of awards at the Golden Globes.
Yes.
So I started rewatching Shameless, the U.S. version.
Oh,
because
amazing.
Of, ano name nga? I always forget his name. I just call him his character
the
name.
Bear.
No, in the bear's name is Carmi.
Jeremy
Allen White. Because he's in that. He started in that show when he was super young. It's on Netflix Philippines, by the way. And it's 11 seasons. I didn't know it was 11 seasons. Because I started watching that show in high school. And I think I got through the first two or three seasons. And I never picked it up again. And so now that it's on Netflix, I decided to kind of just rewatch it from the start and maybe finish it. I've heard that it doesn't get any better after season 7 or whatever, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. So yeah, I've been watching that. What else did I watch this week?
That series is just so chaotic.
It is. It's like Skins.
Get-go.
It's like Skins.
Yeah, it's like Skins.
Mm-hmm.
From
like
the get-go, it's just chaotic. And there's just a lot of, I feel like if you do want to watch it, just trigger warning, there's a lot of things that might, you know, touch a nerve or something like that.
Yeah,
so, I know I did. When I started watching it, I was like, this is making me uncomfortable a little bit. Remember, one of the most memorable episodes for me was, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a woman who can't go out of her house.
House, yeah.
Yes.
See Joanne Cusack, her character. Yeah,
and I got a little bit triggered by that. Na parang feeling ko ako din tuloy na claustrophobic or like I have that fear or something.
Yeah, she has I think that it's agoraphobia, I think is the term. I'm not sure. Yeah, but it's a pretty intense show. And it's a show about really fucked up people. Like, they're like a lot of them, most of them have, like, not a lot of redeeming qualities, but you can't help but like watch it. I don't know. It's just one of those shows that you just watch the chaos unfold most of the time. The other show that I would recommend that I finished in one sitting, pretty much, it's on Netflix as well. It's called The Brother's Son. I don't know if you started watching this or have seen any.
I did not, but I saw it. Right. I saw it because it's number one.
Yeah, it's a pretty much an all Asian cast, and it stars Michelle Yeoh and like the main guy. I've never seen or heard of him before, but he's so hot. Like, he's just so good looking. it's about triads. The story is about like crime. It's a crime action comedy, like dark comedy slash action. Okay. And the premise is there's the main guy. He's the son of like a triad guy in Taiwan, and his dad gets shot, and he has to go to the U.S. where his mom, played by Michelle Yeoh, and his younger brother have been for like the last 15 years, but they haven't really talked in a while. Like, they haven't reconnected since then. And it's just a story about him protecting his family and just fighting off the people that are trying to hunt him down. It's the action is really good. Like, the choreography is fantastic. The acting is also well done as well. I don't think it's as drama heavy as, say, Beef, which we'll talk about as well for the Golden Globes. But it's a very good show. It gives Asian representation if that's something that you're looking for as well. But overall, even if it wasn't just all Asian people, like, it was a pretty entertaining show with a very good cast, I would say. And I think it's something worth watching if you just want to binge something. It's on Netflix. I think it's 9 episodes. Each episode's like an hour long. So I watched it over the course of like a night, bro. super binge worthy. And yeah, that's pretty much the stuff that I watch. Other than that, I just have to recommend to all the QC peeps, or if you're ever looking for a place in QC to eat. It's a little pricey, but there's one thing that we had this weekend. I think it's a new-ish place along Tomas Moreto. Di ba may mga Scout Road? So Scout Fernandez. There is a place called Crepe? How do you say it? C-R-E-P-E. The food.
I don't know. Sometimes I hear people say crepe. I hear people say crepe.
Crepe. Okay. So crepe. Might be crepe. Crepe Central. It's called Crepe Central, and the one thing that I would highly like, I've been thinking about it the whole week. I want to go back. It's the 5 cheese crepe. Oh, it's so good, bro. They give you like honey.
Is it savory?
Is that one is sweet, but they also, we tried a savory crepe that they also had, like one of their best selling savory crepes. It was good. Like, it was good. But for me, what really stuck out was that 5 cheese crepe in Crepe Central. Bruh, you gotta go, man.
For some reason, cheese and honey, they just really go together.
For real.
Right? It's just, it's weird, but it's like salty and sweet, I guess.
That's why they're next to each other on the, what do you call that? The board in the weddings.
Yeah.
Anong tawag din?
Cheese boards.
Cheese, no, but there's the grazing table.
Sure. Grazing
table. Oh, I just learned that term a few years ago.
Dude, that's my dream.
Which one?
Like, to hold an event, even if it's not a wedding, just to hold an event and have just like a grazing table.
Yeah. And then you serve the honey with what do you call that thing? The honey with the little circles.
The spiral.
Yeah,
thing.
It looks like a beehive. What do you call that? What do you call that thing?
I don't know. I don't know what you call it. Yeah.
You know, gun to your head, Rika G, if someone's like, you have to name this right now, what would your best guess be?
Hive, honey hive, honey hive spoon. But you know what? I actually had an idea before of starting a business of like creating grazing tables for events, because I just really like the concept of it. I like it because as a person, I like eating food that's like a lot of textures. Alam mo yun, yung marami nagaganap sa pagkain mo.
So
the idea of it, I really like. I'm obsessed with it. And then from over the years, I do create like cheese boards, charcuterie boards
right.
for people as a gift. So at one point, I was thinking, maybe I should do this as a business. Pero grabe kung iisipin mo kasi, you have to get all of the ingredients or like the food that you're gonna put on the grazing table. And then it's only good for that one thing. So parang nakakatakot na, alam mo yun, parang nakakatakot lang to start because ang daming perishable.
True.
There. Yeah. Diba?
Yeah. I get that. Speaking of business, remember when we wanted to do that water, the water cover thing, the water jug cover? We were talking about that before.
Oh yeah,
dude, I got an ad. I got an ad on Instagram of someone who does it, and it looks so cool. I was like, damn it,
I know.
I could have been.
Wait, what was our idea again? Like, we were
design the
it?
Yeah, the slim jug. So for all the Leche fans who might not have caught that, there's like a, you know, the blue slim jars for you, my gripo, the one with the faucet. Yeah. Right? We were going to design like covers for it so that, you know, it's not just a big blue eyesore in your house.
Exactly.
And I just saw it on Instagram. They have like cool covers, like funky ones. They got some artistic ones. I was like, damn, that could have been us.
But if you think about it though, you would have to convince a lot of people to buy. Kasi one person or let's say one household would only have maybe one, maximum two blue jugs.
True.
And it's not that they're gonna, alam mo yun, they're not gonna buy five.
More. No.
And they're not gonna buy five like t-shirts for it. T-shirts.
Oh.
Like five covers for it.
I think they might, like depending on their guests. But yeah, I get what you mean. It's probably just a one-time purchase.
Puede.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, I get you, man. I get you. But other than that, man, I just went on this deep dive on, I forgot, I saw an article on Reddit or something like that. Or maybe it was like, I forgot where it was, about new slang, like 2024, okay. Like the slang to know in 2024. And I like to say that I'm pretty up to date because I recognize most of them. And some of them I was surprised that, like, this is not new. Like some of the terms that were on this like list of Gen Z phrases and terms you have to know. Like, for example, like let them cook, right? You get that, right? Let them cook. Like, let them cook.
Like don't, parang wag mong galawin.
Yeah, like keep going.
Like, don't
like,
mind
like,
it.
Yeah, don't mind. Like they're doing so good. Right. Like if someone is killing it in the music game and like let them cook.
Like,
blah,
let
them
cook.
But there's a couple, right? So I listed a few because I wanted to know if you knew. Because I want to see how in touch we are with our base audience, our Gen Z.
All right.
I don't know if it's IJBOL or Ijbol.
Oh my, wait lang.
Is that a real thing?
I just. Tama?
Yeah.
Hindi. I just. Wait, IJBOL. I just something of life? I don't know.
It's close. It burst out laughing. That's apparently.
I just burst out laughing.
I've never seen that before, but apparently it's a big Gen Z thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is oomph. You know oomph? Like, I know what oomph is, like oomph. But apparently oomph is short for one of my friends or one of my followers.
Oh,
I see that in the comments all the time.
I've heard of it before. I just forgot about it. And it's because I also don't use it. And as a full-on adult, it's not that because I despise it or, you know, like, oh, hindi ko na yung generation.
Mm.
It's just that I try to stick with language that I know will make me, you know, like, presentable or respectable with my peers. Kasi, can you imagine, you know what I mean? Like, reaching out to a brand or something like, oh, hey, my oomph, you know? My oomph recommended that I try your blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So, gets ko naman kasi. Gets ko na parang, yes, it is something that you use with your friends.
Right.
You can use it online.
Yes.
But I would recommend if you are a full-on adult with, you know, a job or a business or whatever you're trying to do,
spell
you know,
it
stick
out,
with
right?
the language. Spell stick it with out. The language that will make you seem like a human being. You know what I mean? And plus, words are there to, you know, like for people to understand.
Yeah.
So if people don't understand you, you're not going to seem cool.
Yeah. The last
the
word.
Only thing,
yeah, the last,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that the like when I remember getting an email before with words like that, like they were using the shortened version. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, is this a
That's
real
insane.
Email? I know. I was like, is this a real email?
No way.
But then there are some terms that are okay, like OOTL, right? Like out of the loop. I've seen that in like business
but
emails.
But that's corporate speak.
But when did it become corporate? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when did OOTL become like, or was OOTL never a slang and it was just developed for corporate usage?
Corporate ganun? Speak talaga
yeah,
siya.
Yeah, it's okay.
Kasi I think it's because, you know, when you want to write an email fast and you want to get an email response right away, you don't type the whole thing.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, you use those things because you want to be understood. And if you use that na hindi naman naiintindihan ng tao na kausap mo, then it doesn't really make sense and it doesn't make you cool because they don't think you're cool.
True.
You know what I mean?
I get it. Okay.
Grabe, I sound so like unfun right now.
We were talking, you think it comes with age? Because we were talking about it. So to all the Leche fans, we were talking about it before we started, before we hit the record button. Rika's question to me was, do we look older than we did in
our first
videos, in our original videos, like from 5 years ago. But then we were thinking, like, what makes you look older? Because we don't have wrinkles yet.
Yeah.
I get it if you
we
have wrinkles
hair,
or white hair, but what is it about our physical presence at, you know, 30s versus 25? What changes?
Because we can both agree that, yes, we do look older, but where is it?
Where is it?
And we're like, is it the weight? Is it, I don't know, like, hindi ko din kasi alam. But honestly, you know what? I just realized that right now, my weight or like, you know, like my body image, for me, parang mas stable ako compared to when I was in my early 20s. Yung parang naisip ko kasi now that I'm, now that I'm 30, naisip ko that this is peak. Alam mo yon?
Yeah.
This is my peak body and I cannot.
Well, a lot of athletes peak at, like Michael Jordan and them, like they apparently, I mean, people say that Michael Jordan's peak was when he was like 32. Right? So.
Athletic, I think it's different at least. But I think that's different because they're professional athletes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
They probably have an oxygen tank every day or something.
Ice baths.
But naisip ko kasi na parang the reason why I'm so kind of like my body image is parang yung solid na siya is because I know that this isn't going to change. Parang mas ano na ako, mas
at peace
na ako with my body. Yeah, that I like it na sometimes and also I think it also helps, you know, with a lot of people talking about your body image na, yeah, you know, when you do eat, of course your belly's gonna get a little bigger because you know that's solid food in your tummy, you can't you know, it doesn't go to your ass right away,
right?
So wala lang.
Yes.
Which I'm kind of thankful for because I do remember my body image when I was in my early 20s. It was just shot. Like all I could think of was how do I get thin every single minute of the day? And of course it's not healthy.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, of course I can only speak for myself. There would, you know, there's still a lot of people who are working on it, I guess.
Yeah.
But, but I know my body's not perfect too, you know?
Yeah, so that's why, that's why I was discussing. Just think about Gen Z term. The last one, like, I just see it, like, real quick, just in case, because I didn't know. I thought it meant something else. K-E-K, like, I see it all the time. Kick, like, kick. I see it in streams a lot. I don't know if it's
lang.
K-E-K, K-E-K. Like, people type it over and over again. K-E-K,
kick?
K-E-K.
No.
K-E-K. It doesn't stand for anything. Like, I think it's from a Korean, but say, it means LOL. I thought it meant something else. And kook too, K-E-W-K. I also thought that meant
Korea,
something else.
In Korea, yung ha-ha-ha nila is just their symbol for k, the sound k. So
okay.
K, parang ganon.
Yes.
So I guess parang nag-morph na siya into
K-E-K,
K-E-K for like English.
Okay.
Oo.
Because when I saw K-E-W-K, kala ko kook. I was like, what's kook? Kala ko like, that guy's kooky or something. LOL lang pala siya. So anyway, now you know, right? And
now you know.
Finn for me, friend. What did you do anything exciting this week?
This week was pretty exciting because we picked up Ryan's dad in the airport this week and now we're having like a whole vacation week. I took time off from work and we're just going here and there visiting, you know, visiting areas here near us, going to the shopping centers. So initially, we went to this place in Surrey. So if you guys don't know, so I am in the UK and we live in Surrey. And Surrey is a big, big place. Para siyang malaking like county, one of the biggest ones.
Okay.
So may pinuntahan kami place named Dorking. And if I know it sounds name. A little it sounds a little funny, pero the name is called, I mean the place is called Dorking, and there's like a lot of hills there. We were all dressed up for a casual lunch out. So merong mga naka leather shoes, merong mga naka Crocs. But in Dorking there's this like walkway where you go through the woods, and akala namin when we went through like the first few minutes, akala namin malapit lang, but we didn't realize that we've been walking for 30 freaking minutes down the mountain. Sobrang putik na, sobrang dami nang nangyayari. Like, there are dogs, there are people in boots, in hiking gear, and we're like, dude, yung isa sa amin naka Yeezy. Hindi kami prepared. Tapos si Ryan naka Tommy Hilfiger na ano, balat, ganon. And we were literally in the woods. But it's not as, you know, like hardcore hiking. Kasi there are steps. Pero lupa pa din siya.
Mm.
But, you know, you're going to a place named Stepping Stones. So basically, when we went down there, we thought that we were gonna see the Stepping Stones sa river. Kasi parang may Stepping Stones sa river. When we got there, it was under the water. So hindi pa namin nakita. And we were all like, okay. So let's all... So we had to go back up the way we went. So that was 30 minutes down. Siyempre, mas mahirap pagpataas, di ba?
Yeah, yeah.
So, pero actually, mas nahirapan kami pababa because it was a little bit slippery.
Right.
So going up was better.
Okay.
And then we caught the sunset. It was really nice. We went back here to our place. We went to the Mercedes-Benz World.
What's that?
So, yeah. So it's like a huge museum / showroom for all of the Mercedes-Benz throughout the years.
Okay.
And then they have all the new lines there. And obviously, they're only going to open up the car and let you sit in there if you're planning to buy one.
Okay.
So medyo wala kaming budget sa ano eh. Medyo wala tayong budget sa AMG na ano eh, G-Wagon. So... I mean, it was really fun because you get to see all of the Mercedes-Benz throughout the years.
Right.
Like the very first one.
James Bond ones? Meron mga Mercedes James Bond?
Hindi ko, what's that? James Bond?
No, I mean, I know he drives fancy cars, diba? Was there ever a Mercedes na James Bond Mercedes? No.
I don't know, but there were a lot of like F1 cars there. And
oh,
there's also, so may mga attractions dun sa Mercedes-Benz World. Meron yung Formula One simulation. And then there's the GT. I don't know if you know like GT.
Yeah.
I guess a Mercedes car. May simulator na racing din.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is kind of hard. Kasi yung simulation nila talaga, as in, you're kind of like...
on the track.
Driving, you're on the track, you're driving. Tapos ang hirap na kapag nagsiskid ka pala na you can't like just... turn the
correct
wheel.
It, yeah.
Yeah, you can't. As in, ang sakit ng right arm ko.
Kaya ang galing ni na, Lewis Hamilton and like, yeah. I mean, like, mm-hmm. Charles Leclerc and all those guys now.
Lewis Hamilton was everywhere in that
Mercedes
space.
Mercedes,
kasi
the goat.
Mercedes siya, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, there are some cars that you can open, you can go in there, it's fine, but there were a lot of them that, if you're not planning to buy, bitch, you can't. We're not gonna entertain
Damn.
You. So it was really fun. It was a nice day out. And then, we went through the off-roading experience. So somebody's going to drive a G-Wagon, a 4x4.
Okay.
So we were passengers of the G-Wagon, and then it was a 4x4. So they had a track behind the museum and the showroom na talagang like may lupa, ta sobrang lalim ng water.
Gets,
but
gets.
The 4x4 was just, it was for all terrain. Literally all terrain. Like, meron kaming pinuntahan doon na sobrang steep. Like, we were already almost like this. The car was like this, but like it can go up. It can go down.
Damn.
That, like, steep hill. It can go, like, it like the driver can just control two of the wheels, not all of the wheels.
Yeah, yeah.
Ang galing, front hindi ko alam may ganun pala.
Did you have to sign a waiver for that? Medyo ano, wild.
No, man.
Ah, talaga?
No, man.
No, man.
Yeah, we just had to like pay.
Family, then, Fast Furious.
But obviously, yeah. Obviously, we had a specialist with us. So, siya yung nag-drive. But you can also drive it yourself.
Oh.
So, can you imagine like driving a G-Wagon, which is like millions of pesos?
That's true.
Actually, first time ko nakasakay ng G-Wagon.
Ang ganda ng G-Wagon. I've always wanted
hindi
to walk, ride in a G-Wagon.
Ganun siya.
Ang ganda.
And, ang ganda. Tapos, you know that like everything is so expensive. Even the car handles are different.
Malaga.
It's, yeah. Even the car handles are different. And then you can also drive your own like racing car, na Mercedes.
Oh.
So, yeah, that was really fun.
G-Wagon. So
I recommend it if you guys are, you know, listening from the UK, or OFWs, or if you just live here, why not? And then today, actually, we went to London because Ryan's dad's first time here. So we went to the touristy areas.
Okay.
The Big Ben, right. Westminster Abbey. We went to the London Eye. But we did eat at a very interesting place. I don't know if I already told you about this.
No, I don't think so.
But we went to a place called Mercato Mayfair. And it's an old church that was turned into a like a food court.
Okay.
So para siyang food park ganun. But it's an old church. So kita mo pa yung architecture of a church, and then you can still see
angels,
glass. Yeah, like may mga saints.
Oh, wow.
Si Jesus nandun.
Nandun, okay.
But it doesn't seem like it's, you know, disrespected. Parang ang mas pinreserve pa nila, and they just put a food hall in there. So the place is called Mercato Mayfair. It's
Mercato, I mean, pala is not Filipino. Akala ko it's a Filipino term.
No,
pala.
I think it's a
Spanish. Ah, okay.
Yeah, parang ganun.
Yes.
So ganun siya. So it was really nice, and it's a fun place to visit when you're with people who are not from here. So that was really fun. Although, can I just say, it's pretty expensive. Because a bowl of pasta that's just for one is maybe 14 pounds. I know. Medyo mahal. So you kind of just have to like close your eyes, tap your card, and that's it, man.
Damn. You made me think about it. I know you wouldn't know because you haven't been here, but is Mercato Central still open? Does anyone know? Any Leche fans, can you just let me know?
Is yung Mercato sa BGC?
Yung sa BGC. Yung Mercato Central mismo. Yung sa BGC dati, diba? Yeah. Remember? By that giant, like, mural thing?
Yes.
I don't know if they still do that. I haven't been in so long. Years.
Kasi I do remember, I do remember eating at, what's that ramen place? It's near that ramen place.
Yeah, right next to Mendocoro.
Yeah, right next to Mendocoro.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't remember it the last time I ate there.
I haven't seen it in years. So I'm curious. Anyway.
And I also really miss the Mercato in Ortigas. That was, that slapped. As in before,
for
it was
sure.
Such a long line of just people selling food from different parts of the Philippines. As in, sobrang ganda. As in, I wish they would do it again in Ortigas.
Yeah.
But yeah, and today was just, we went to London. It was really nice. And I watched Rebel Moon.
Oh, is it good, dude? It's a Zack Snyder movie, so I don't really know.
Yeah. So the thing is, I think it was the world that they created. I think for me, I just didn't follow well.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to say. Na parang, ang daming bagong terms, ang daming bagong words, like not even introduced before, you know what I mean? So, you kind of just have to accept na, tawag pala sa kanya gargolite or something. I don't know.
Yes.
Invento ko lang.
Gargolite.
Alam mo yun, yung parang, they're gonna say a term and all you can do is just accept it.
Yes.
Na parang, okay, gargolite yung tawag sa kanya
or
something. So, there. I mean,
okay, out of 10, bro.
Out of 10, I would say it's closer to 6.
That's okay.
6 or 5 would be.
Oh, 5. Five. So, I draw the line at 5, friend. 6 is like my bare minimum.
Yeah, bare minimum 6. It's enjoyable because there's just a lot of creatures that you haven't seen before. And then there's, and the bad guy kind of look, at first glance, I thought it was Cillian Murphy.
Oh.
Did you ever think of...
I haven't watched it, so I don't know who the bad guy is.
I mean, in the movie, I'm guessing if you research him on Google, you're not going to think that. But in the movie, at first glance, I was like, is this Cillian Murphy?
Oh, Ed Skrein, I think, is who you're talking about.
So I enjoyed the whole world that they created. Pero parang minsan lang ang dami kong questions na, wait a minute, what are they talking about?
I think it's based off of a book, too, so there's a lot of lore behind it. I think. Yeah. Don't quote me on that. But
it's enjoyable.
Did you watch Dune? I never watched Dune either.
The reason why I didn't watch Dune...
It was so boring.
...was, I know...
The first 10 minutes.
I read reviews that it was a little bit boring. Tapos naisip ko pa, okay, Timothy Chalamet. So baka boring.
I didn't even get to see Zendaya. I was so bored. Like, I was like, I'm not watching this. I should give it a second go, TBH. But
Is it close to... like?
No, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't watched either one in at all. I mean, I watched Dune for 20 minutes and I was like, what is happening?
Right.
And I stopped.
So the thing is, I remember the feeling of watching Rebel Moon for the first time is the same feeling that I got when I watched Star Wars for the first time. I'm not shitting on Star Wars.
Which Star Wars? Wait, which Star Wars?
The one with the aliens.
No, which
okay.
one, bro? The one from the 80s, the 70s, or the
The OG one. But the OG one, but diba the first one, the first film that they released isn't actually the first one.
No, it's not. It's not. Chronologically, in terms of
chronologically, the first film that they released. So that's what I watched. But same aliens.
The first one. A New Hope. It's called A New Hope.
So when I watched it, alam mo yung parang, I kind of just have to accept it. You know what I mean? Na parang, okay. Hindi ako mind blown. Hindi ako mind blown na parang, whoa! So I guess it's okay.
My unpopular movie opinion is I enjoyed the prequel trilogy more than the original, and that gets so much hate. Like I lose all respect from any legit Star Wars fan. Like but I just think in terms of how they aged and stuff, the original trilogy was so slow for the most part, and But for the time, obviously, it was incredible, like the cinematic achievement that they made. But if you watch it back, you're like, man, this is not, doesn't look that great. But if you watch the prequel trilogy, dude, they have crazy lightsaber fights. They're in outer space going to different worlds. Like, it looks so cool. The story isn't that great, but I just enjoyed the prequel more. Yeah.
Honestly, outer space, anything, is just really not my genre. The only reason why I like Transformers is because it's a Michael Bay movie and it has
it's set
a lot
on
of
Earth
explosion.
Too.
It's set on Earth. Yeah. But there's like, you know, they're aliens basically.
Right, right.
But hindi talaga ako ma-alien na moviegoer.
Okay.
So, yeah. I think I'm going to end there.
Finn, all right. Shall we wapow to our first TT?
Wapow. Okay. This is interesting. Okay, you open it because I want to discuss the part where the celebrity chimed in.
Okay, great. Okay. So okay, we're talking about a post that went viral. It went viral on a Facebook page called Hugot Ni Juan. So it was sent in by an anonymous, follower of the page. And basically, they posted a little bit of an excerpt or a story regarding their engagement ring. So I won't read it all, but let me just kind of paraphrase it. So it says here, please hide my identity. My boyfriend of 8 years just proposed to me, but nagigilty na ako, or nagigilty ako kasi I am upset due to the fact that the engagement ring only cost 299 Philippine pesos. Ganito lang ba kababa yung halaga ko sa kanya na hindi niya man lang pinag-ipunan pambili ng ring? Or di ko ba dapat i-big deal? Am I too immature to feel this way? And then continue to go on like, should I confront him? Kasi ayaw ko din masira yung moment. And hindi niya alam na nakita ko yung ring binili niya sa Shopee. So if she bought the ring on Shopee. And she's questioning like, you know, should I feel bad because I feel like the worth of this ring is associated with maybe how he feels about me, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people responded to this. A lot of people are saying they're on her side. A lot of people are saying, come on, suck it up. Like, it's more behind the meaning of the ring rather than the value of the ring. Let's talk about that. Actually, no, why don't you bring in what, do you want to bring in what one of the celebrities said? Okay, let's bring in what one of the celebrities
so
said first.
Yasmin Curdy, celebrity in the Philippines, chimed in on the engagement ring issue. She said, as she posted, medyo OA, ako nga, wala naman akong engagement ring. Tapos wedding rings namin, hindi pa namin sinasusuot kasi hindi kami sanay. Kasal namin 20K lang back in 2012. In my opinion, i-invest nyo na lang yung pera nyo sa lupa at bahay para hindi kayo mamulubi sa renta at hindi puro porma. So that was her opinion on that thing. And I feel like the reason why a lot of people are also, you know, divided when it comes to the issue is because the engagement ring, it is a societal norm in only one part of the world. You know what I mean? Like, in a world view, and daming iba-ibang cultures with their own practices of being engaged. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Na andaming like avenues to get engaged. You know what I mean? But the thing is, I also don't want to kind of like minimize what that girl feels.
Is feeling, yeah.
Kasi syempre, I guess for her, that's her priority. Priority niya. And then a lot of other people also say that, well, kasi an engagement ring in our culture or the culture that we grew up in, parang for me kasi Western culture yun eh, diba? Would kind of tell the financial stability of the person you're marrying.
Yeah, that's why you always parang see those movies like, girl, look at that ring. Look at that rock on that ring.
Diba, before though, I don't know how true it is. And I've actually never really heard of it before, you know, being involved in wedding. Na parang dapat yung engagement ring is either in the family or it's 3 times your salary.
I did not know that. 3 times your salary?
It's supposed to be 3 times your salary. So parang ako... Diba?
Oh,
so
I didn't
anyway,
know there was that kind of like rule
yeah, so
of thumb
there are
people.
Those rules. Wow. And even that, you not knowing it, diba? Parang mapapaisip ka na, madami talagang rules and madaming like paniniwala yung mga tao on what it should be. And I guess that's, yeah, siya, yun yung paniniwala niya.
3 times your monthly salary, that's kind of, well, I get, I mean, obviously, like, a lot of engagement rings have diamonds on it, right? So diamonds are not cheap. But overall, I mean, what are your, you've shared what, like what people are saying, but what do you think, though, in terms of how, is $299, like, what do you think? They've been together for 8 years, that doesn't, like, ring, I don't know, I'll go, you can go first if you
want. Sa akin kasi, it's, I would kind of lean on the message of, I would kind of lean on what people are saying na it's the idea behind the engagement ring, diba? What is it trying to say? He or she wants to spend their lives with you.
Right.
So for me, parang mas magli-lean on ako dun sa idea na, okay, sige, fine. This may not be the most expensive ring, but behind it, it means that they want to spend their lives with you.
Yeah.
They want to get married and, you know, like literally, magiging kayo forever. Diba?
Yeah.
That's the idea of getting engaged and getting married. So, nandun ako. Pero kasi, alam mo, naisip ko din when I was discussing this with my friend.
Yeah.
Naisip ko na, ang dali kasi sabihin nun when you're not the person. When you're not the person, you know, in that situation. Oh, madali siya na, hindi ako masyado materialistic eh. But, you know, like, there are a lot of people who have their ideas of what their wedding should be or their engagement should be. Diba?
Yeah, true.
So, ako, I really cannot say that anybody here is a bad person. Parang okay lang na, for me, okay lang na nag-express ng emotions yung babae.
Yeah.
And for me, hindi naman masama yung ginawa ng lalaki. Nag-effort pa nga siya, di ba?
Yeah.
And I think it's just really toxic to paint anybody in this picture in a bad light.
I agree.
I think it's just toxic.
I agree. Like, as much as I believe, like, it's really about the, yun nga, like, the value of the message behind what the ring means. But also at the same time, like, I don't know if I'm just doing it to play devil's advocate, but 8 years, bro, I don't know, 299, I know, like, it sounds like, but that sounds low to me, man. That sounds like a small, I don't know, A, because of, you're trying to buy quality. I would want to buy quality, right? And I don't know if 299, I don't know how solid that ring is. I know it's not going to be the ring, like the marriage ring that you're supposed to wear for the rest of your lives,
but
or whatever.
But the engagement ring you're supposed to wear also.
Do you wear that, do you wear that forever,
yes,
though?
Yes, together.
I didn't know that. I thought it was
para
just after
your engagement, tapos ipapatong mo yung wedding.
Oh, I thought you took it off after. Niba? Some
no,
people
I think
do.
You,
ah, okay.
So there are some designs pa nga na yung engagement ring mo nakakorte siya with something that connects with
oh, okay,
a wedding ring.
Well, then that backs up my case. 299, I feel like you can't get one that will weather the
your life.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Siguro logically thinking, baka kasi like matar or like maputol, you
right.
know what I mean? Like
I'm just thinking like that the for $299, I doubt there's anything that you could buy that will weather what is supposed to be the rest of your lives together. You know, you hit your hand once on the table by accident. You get, you know, gets hit by a door. I don't know. I don't know what circumstances where your ring could get hit like doing something,
yeah,
or you forget
for
to take
sure.
it off when you're playing sports and then you hit the ball. Mm-hmm. It's gonna break over the yeah. course of time. So for to me. I feel, I get, I know the guy's not a bad dude, right? But I get where she's coming from. 299, and you were together for 8 years. Like, 299, when I put it into my mind, that's how much I spent on lunch yesterday. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying
pero
that.
Pero kasi ganito. Kung isipin mo kasi, what if, kunwari lang, hindi siya nasa Shopee, pero nabili niya talaga yun ng 299.
Right.
But let's say, binenta sa kanya of like some person who found it in their ancestral home, and hindi nila alam kung magkano yun, tapos kailangan niya lang ng 300 pesos for the day. Oh, say na, sige, bigyan mo lang ng 300.
Pwede.
Like, what's the difference with that?
The difference is that one's from Shopee. It's from China. It's like, it's not from a what do you call that? A garage sale na baka nakahanap siya ng hidden gem. This was made in probably a sweatshop in somewhere. Mm. And the quality of the material, it's probably got like cancerous materials in it. I'm just making this up, obviously. But it's like it was like an afterthought.
Yun din yun nga yung tipinos niya na parang hindi pinaghandaan daw.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying.
But of course, it all we don't know this couple. Actually, we don't even know if this is really true, right? Like, because there's no, you know what I'm saying? But if it was really
this
true, we don't.
This might be Wattpad.
It might be Wattpad. But we don't know, like, what if maybe, like, the guy has always been for, like, because me, I'm super cheap, right? So it wouldn't, like, this wouldn't be, like, a surprising move on my part. And then I think it, you know, they would, like, my partner would understand in this case, for example, if this guy was really cheap, but she seemed genuinely taken aback by this, which means that maybe he wasn't showing this side, like he wasn't like he didn't like make it clear like, hey, I want to not spend so much on this ring because I want to save for the future, blah blah blah, which means that there's maybe a miscom or a lack of communication on that angle for her to feel this way. Because a lot of people, I'm sure, would not be upset by this. But the fact that she was, there's some disconnect there. And I think that that's more of the issue than the ring price.
Exactly.
TBH, you know what I mean?
I feel like this conversation is supposed to be between you and your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
True.
Na parang pwede, sana, napag-usapan nyo. But the thing is, did you know that there are, like, there's this practice, I guess, that when you're going out to somewhere, let's say you're going out surfing or something, some people actually do really buy those cheap ring or the affordable rings.
Yeah.
Nakamukha ng actual wedding ring nila so that they don't have to wear their actual ring. And then when it, you know, when it gets lost or whatever, you don't have to worry about
it. Para siyang proxy ring.
Yeah, proxy ring.
Okay. I didn't know that, but that sounds like a good idea. That sounds like something that I would do because I really don't like wearing I don't like wearing expensive. Like, I have some expensive-ish stuff that was given to me. I rarely wear that shit because I know I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. I'm so forgetful. Sure. Like, I always, if I take it off, I sometimes I forget, like, where I put it. So I rarely wear it. I only wear it on special occasions. So I get where that where those people are coming from. So yeah, I mean, but back to the ring. I mean, yeah, I mean, we've shared our thoughts. I don't think like you know what I mean. You want to share anything else?
I have actually another thing. Because I watched the whole issue. I watched a video of it from one of the like random Facebook pages that does like analysis of issues in the book. Okay. Kind of just like us. But the thing is, for me, grabe talaga no minsan. I guess what you call it is sensationalism.
Yeah,
kasi nung pinapanood ko yung video na yun, talagang grabe, they're really trying to paint somebody in a bad light. Na parang ako, is it really that, you know, is it really that bad?
Mm.
Yung, for me, grabe yung parang pagka-toxic ng mga ganong Facebook pages.
Right.
And that's like their whole shtick.
Yeah.
That, you know, may maninira talaga sila and they really say something bad about that person. And I'm like, is this what the internet has gotten to?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ibang issue na to, pero parang, true. Wala lang, parang na-toxican lang ako. And I hope, like, people don't watch it.
Right. Oh, and to cap it all off, by the way, there was a supposed reply to this. I mean, not reply, but like from the guy, quote unquote, the guy who bought the ring apparently has made a statement. You know, it's screenshots of yung iPhone Notes app, right? And it was posted, I think, on TikTok. So let me just paraphrase it. But before I paraphrase it, first of all, if it's screenshot on an iPhone, this guy can afford an iPhone. I'm just saying he can afford an iPhone, bro. Right?
But we also want to say that this is just alleged.
Yeah,
it's an alleged
we don't
response.
Know.
So
we don't
we're not
know.
Even sure
right.
if this is the real thing.
Okay. Yeah, so it says, hello everyone, ako yung guy behind the engagement ring issue. I created this account to stay anonymous and for privacy, blah blah blah. I'm just gonna paraphrase it, right? He says, ako po yung breadwinner ng family namin, sobrang dami kong struggles and responsibilities sa buhay, pinapaaral ko po yung bunso namin. TBH, meron naman akong pambili ng ring na nagre-range ng 4 digits, pero due to the struggles and responsibilities ko sa life, yung ring na yun na muna ang napili ko for her and para sa akin, yun ang promise ring ko sa kanya na siya yung papakasalan ko, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. And apparently, at end of the day, I think he left her. So I'm praying for all you guys, have a good life, happy. I will start moving on soon. For now, magsasuffer muna ako sa pain ng engagement, sa pain na nararamdaman ko. So apparently, because of this issue, the guy ended
they
it.
They split.
Kasi, but we don't know if this is true. It sounds,
I know.
If you read the whole thing, it looks a little bit sus, TBH, but whatever.
Yeah. And like I said, it's something that you guys should be talking about and not putting on the internet, I feel like.
Yeah.
Diba? Yeah. I mean, sometimes I just also can't believe that these are the type of things that that's trending in the Philippines. But.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an, I know, it's an interesting thing to talk about.
Yeah. My analysis, but, all I'm saying is my analysis, this is from an iPhone app, bro.
He can afford
more than $2.99, but granted, according to the statement, he's the breadwinner, blah, blah, blah. I get it.
Pero you grabe know. No, ang bad, kasi grabe yung pressure on, you know, in like a heteronormative society. Grabe yung pressure on the man for...
In terms of the price, like how to feel...
In
how,
terms
how,
of the price. Right. Actually, when it comes to marriage, TBH.
Mm.
Diba? So, but then again, syempre, meron din namang pressures when it comes to the woman. So
yeah.
I'm not saying na yung true. Lalaki lang dito yung ano. Yeah. So, yeah.
So if this is true,
that's it.
How do you feel about him leaving the girl? I mean, justified or whatever? Not really? No thoughts?
Honestly, I have no... I mean, if that's their decision, that's their decision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have no... Like, wala naman ako... I mean, I'm not that invested to say, no, don't! Please don't leave her! Whatever, so... If that's your decision, then okay, fine.
True. All right. Well, chime in. You know, let your fans let us know what you think. You can, post on our Facebook group or just DM us on Instagram or whatever. Let us know what you think about that. But shall we wapow to our final TT of the day?
Wapow!
All right.
So... The Golden Globes 2023 was this week, am I right?
Yeah, it was 2 days ago, I think. Yeah.
2 days ago. And before moving on to the hot topic, we're going to discuss the winners list. Mm. So obviously the most nominated film was Barbie. Yes. Yeah. But the main contender would be Oppenheimer, right? Even when it came out, it was always like, are we going to watch Barbie or Oppenheimer? Or are we going to watch both?
Mm-hmm.
So Oppenheimer did win Drama Motion Picture, and Barbie won the very first Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award. So they did both get something out of it.
I mean congrats to Barbie, like, but what is that award, bro? That's a bullshit award, if you ask me. What is that, the one that makes the most money, probably? Like, I get, like, it's like, I don't know, like,
yeah, okay, if you think about it, kasi yung isa Drama Motion Picture,
right?
So I guess it's about the film itself.
Right.
That's yung Cinematic and Box Office Achievement.
Parang the cultural significance of it.
I guess it really is in the money. I'm happy that Poor Things actually won something. Have you watched it?
Is it good?
No, I'm in, like, it's in my list.
Okay, me too.
To watch.
Me too.
I did watch Oppenheimer. I slept through
most
parts of it. Okay. I'm so sorry. Sorry. I'm so sorry to say. Nakita ko na lang na, uy, asan na tayo? Anong ano na to? Anong era na to? Hindi ako sure.
Did the bomb drop already, bro?
Hindi talaga ako sure. So, but yes, Poor Things won Musical or Comedy Motion Picture, which that category itself, I know that a lot of people have opinions on it. Kasi parang, bakit hindi pwedeng musical at saka may comedy? Right. Why is it always together?
And also, why a lot of people are also wondering why some movies are nominated as a comedy. Like, The Martian won, I think, but it was in the comedy category. You ever watch The Martian with Matt Damon? That's not a comedy movie. That's a sci-fi drama movie.
Yeah, drama movie. Right? Yeah.
So, I don't know. But yeah, Poor Things. Emma Stone also won, by the way, for actress in a musical or comedy motion picture.
She did. Billie Eilish and Phineas won for original song for their song, What Was I Made For? Mm-hmm. It's in the Barbie movie, which if you listen to it by itself, you wouldn't really know that it's for Barbie.
Dude.
You wouldn't partner it with that idea.
I have a recommendation for you as well as the Ledge fans. Rika G, go on YouTube after this and go watch the Billie Eilish Phineas interview in Vanity Fair regarding that song. It's so good. It's basically how they, like, their mindset creating that song. Sobrang daming layers na hindi mo magigets until you actually see.
It's
so good. It's really good. It's so engaging that you won't even notice. The video's like 20 minutes. Like, it's so good. Go watch it. Vanity Fair, Billie Eilish, Phineas on that song, What Was I Made For? Look it up. It's really cool. Sobrang ganda.
Christopher Nolan won director of a motion picture for Oppenheimer, obviously. TBH, can I just say, obviously I can Google it right now, but I don't know what Christopher Nolan looks like.
Oh, he looks like he's from South Africa. I don't know why he looks like he's from South Africa. I don't know why. That's just what I associate him with. See, Christopher Nolan. He also won Best Director for that film, by the way.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, Best Motion Picture. Yeah. Oh, drama and director. Okay, great.
Yes. So, Ali Wong won for Beef, actress in a miniseries or a motion picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Steven Yeun, too.
Steven Yeun. Okay.
Making them the first Asian, first winners of Asian descent for that category.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
In 2024.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we weren't born last year.
For real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean shows with Asian leads and stuff. So
for sure.
Ganda.
What else? What else are notable in the list?
Oh, TV, because if we were going to go to the TV side of things, for drama, Succession, which I cannot really... I don't know. Have you watched Succession? It's hard to watch, bro. It's so boring.
Succession is the one where they have... Like, they're a really rich family. Tama ba?
Yeah, and they're trying to kind of get, like, from my understanding, they're rich family, and they're trying to inherit the wealth.
But I don't know, I can't get into it, because, bro. Yeah, I know, me too. I've only seen clips on on TikTok, but I've never really, I'd never really had like the urge to watch it. Okay. But you're going to be happy because Ted Lasso was actually nominated for Best TV Series, but did not win because The Bear won.
The Bear, which is also just, good. Well deserved.
Yeah, I know. Well deserved. You know, I don't really have a, you know, like,
you haven't seen it yet, right?
Yeah. To that. Mm. Yeah. And then what else?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, if you just go through the list, it's mostly Succession, The Bear. Those are the ones that kind of really dominated the TV. Like, they won, The Bear won Best Actor and Best Actress. Mga supporting was also mostly Succession. Actress was from Succession. Actor was from Succession. See, Kieran Culkin, I think. So it's really just, those are the shows that are, that dominated. So The Bear and Succession, which
so
I haven't seen Succession.
Can I just say, I actually forgot to mention it in Where You Been, but I did watch Shane Gillis on Netflix.
Oh, it's so
Netflix
funny.
Series, and he is very funny. I know that there might be a lot of jokes there that might be offensive for a lot of people. But for some reason, he makes it likable.
Yeah.
He makes it okay, I guess. But yeah. And kasi parang meron siyang like self-aware. Or parang self-aware kasi siya eh, na parang, yes, I'm making these bad jokes.
Yeah.
Like not bad jokes na not funny, but more of like it's on some level kind of offensive. And I do know that a lot of people are actually saying that why wasn't he nominated for the best performance in a stand-up comedy on TV,
it's
because
weird.
The winner in that category is Ricky Gervais, who is the previous
he hosted it 5 times. The last one was I think 2016.
He did. So in that list there's Trevor Noah, where I also watched that, and
it was okay, right?
The Trevor Noah one? I checked out in the first 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
Dude, same.
Chris Rock was there. Amy Schumer.
That one wasn't
Sarah
that good
Silverman
either. Chris Rock's one was not
Chris Rock,
good.
Right.
The Ricky Gervais one was sakto lang din for me. The one who won Armageddon.
Yeah.
His previous specials were better, if you ask me. So that's. Mm-hmm. I think Shane Gillis could have won that if he was nominated.
I know. Right? I know. If he was nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. There, I think those are like the most notable ones that we want to talk about, but it's a long list.
Yeah.
And if you guys are big fans of TV or just like the big films right now, you'd probably be happy with a list of winners.
Yeah.
So congratulations to all the winners. But there is one thing that a lot of people are talking about, because the host for this year's Golden Globes was Filipino-American comedian Joe Coy. You know, he was on the world stage, and a lot of people are thinking that he just flopped.
Yeah,
that's the consensus,
right?
I mean, okay, here's the thing, kasi I don't know, kasi first of all, first time niya, he did say that,
right?
He was given the job 10 days ago before the actual Golden Globe Awards. So what do you think about it?
So I watched the monologue, which the monologue is really that where he got a lot of flack from, because he hosted the whole thing, right? So, but we don't hear much about the rest of the program, how he did in it. It was the opening monologue that caught a lot of flack. If you've been on social media in any scope, you probably caught a few jokes, especially the one with Taylor Swift. And the one involving like Barbie and Oppenheimer, like that the joke about like the Barbie being a movie about a doll with plastic boobies, like those are the two jokes that kind of were thrown out in there. I watched the monologue, and as a monologue itself, like if you listen to it without any audience reaction, and if you don't have any visual cues, I would say it was okay. Like, there weren't any offensive jokes, I would say. All, as much as the Swifties want to be offended for Taylor Swift, that was not an offensive joke. That was even tamer than the Will Smith, Chris Rock joke.
Right.
TBH. And it was mostly just cringe jokes. Like, they weren't funny. Like, I know you watch most of it, but there's a part at the end, Rikuji, I don't know if you caught it, where he makes Meryl Streep do the Wakanda Forever thing. And I was like, that is so cringe. Like, I felt so bad for Jokoi because, like, I think he's just grasping at this point to find something to like make people laugh. And I think it was really a case of him being nervous, unprepared, because he did say during his monologue that he got the gig 10 days ago. And at that point, he also threw the writers, his writers under the bus, which is the thing that most people took offense to, or at least people were really upset about that. The fact that he didn't name drop each writer, but he name dropped his writers and said, like, it's the writers that are making these crappy jokes. I wrote the ones that are actually funny that you guys are laughing at. So that's where a lot of people were offended by. But man, it wasn't as bad as people make it out to be, I would say. It wasn't that bad.
I would agree with you.
Right?
I think a lot of people, especially just, you know, your peers online, your Facebook friends or whatever, who are saying that it's bad, I feel like it might just be parroting what they see online. And hopefully they did watch it. But for me, parang it's, they're making it bigger than it seems.
Yeah,
I think so. They're making it worse than it seems. I'm actually kind of tempted to say na parang, oh, at least, you know, there's a Filipino-American out there,
right.
You know, on the world stage. Mm-hmm. Pero hindi din naman eh, kasi obviously he has his own comedy specials and it's, you know, it's good. It's funny. I guess it's just really not his crowd.
What are your thoughts on Jokoi as a comedian? Like, what were your thoughts before this Golden Globe thing? Like, how did you feel about Jokoi?
For sure, his first comedy special, it was, for me, very funny. You know, the novelty is still there.
Right.
Talking about Filipino culture and he grew up with, you know, Filipino like ideologies. Yung nakalakihan din natin. Nakalakihan din niya. It's just, he's in America. He's in another country. But basically, all the same thing. The VIX, the everything, being a nurse, ganyan.
Yeah.
Yes. And I feel like the second one I didn't really wanted to watch it. The second one was still
I forgot what the titles were.
It was a third one. Because when I watched the third one, the one in the Philippines, it actually kind of made me a little emotional.
When he talked about trying to make the Netflix special?
Yeah. Nung nasa Philippines siya, yung parang he went around the Philippines and remember
he had like, one thing there because where he talked about like how he risked like his money and everything to create that part was pretty good, that was the last one I saw.
But I also kind of appreciated the one where he actually toured the Philippines, like he went to different places that was like put a spotlight on different people who do great things in the Philippines. So for me, medyo old na talaga yung Joseph jokes. And, you know, like, obviously, the first one, parang for me, for people to say that actually hindi ko naman nagustuhan yung first, you know, like, making fun of the accent or whatever.
Right.
Baka like, looking back na lang yun. Pero initially talaga, I really found it funny.
Right.
So, I
agree.
Yeah.
I share the same sentiments. Like I used to watch Jokoi clips on like I forgot where, because I was in high school, bro, or eighth grade in the library. And I was because I remember hearing like Rex Navarrete. I remember hearing audio, like there's like bootleg MP3 files. I don't know where my uncle got them, but I heard that, like, I was listening to them and I found it funny. So I started looking up like Filipino comedians, and Jokoi was one of the names that I saw, and I would watch some of his jokes. He's been doing the same jokes forever. It's just the Netflix special, the first one, really is the one that put him on the worldwide stage, right?
Yeah.
But I enjoyed his stuff, right? But it does get a little bit tiring. And I think, because if you see the comments on Facebook, on TikTok, on Reddit, wherever they're discussing Jokoi's monologue, there's a lot of people who are just, I feel like they're using this, his flop as And as now,
as fuel.
It's like, this is my opportunity to share that I'm so sick of these Filipino jokes.
Exactly.
And then they bring out the whole, he's a Phil-Am, he doesn't really care about the Filipinos. Is he Pinoy baiting because he does love these Filipino, but he doesn't know anything about Filipino culture. Like, I understand, like, people's sentiments behind that. And I can maybe understand why, like, I get some of it is a little bit justified. Mm-hmm. But I really think they just use his failure as fuel to be like, this is my opportunity to just let it out and be justified in it. I feel ko lang.
I kind of agree with you on some level. Yeah, right. I kind of agree with you. But like you said, people are saying that at least now he has, you know.
Yeah, he has new material for his new special.
Things to talk about.
And it's hard to host that. I mean, especially for that crowd, dude. I think I wouldn't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, that just sounds stressful. And then a lot of people, like Steve Martin, I don't know if you saw Steve Martin's kind of post about it. He gave Joe Coy props saying, like, you know, standing in front of like this crowd, he's still thinking about when he hosted it. He still thinks about throwing up because it was so stressful.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Yes.
And it's just, it's not, I mean, we host, right? We host for a living. And it's.
But
it's,
we don't make jokes.
We don't, yeah, we're not comedians or whatever. But just I feel bad for him because, like, you can tell from the get-go where he's already losing control of the room. And I don't know if I've ever had a bomb that hard or whatever, but I just feel like, damn, like, go awa. Like, he got the, if he really did get the gig 10 days ago, like I'm sure he really wanted to do a good job. It's not like he went up there to fail. So
for sure.
I feel bad. And,
for sure.
And the Taylor, like the Swifties are coming for him hard.
Oh yeah.
That joke was so predictable too. Like, it wasn't a bad joke. It was just so predictable.
It wasn't a bad joke. It wasn't an offensive joke. I mean, it was just an observation for me.
Yeah.
I think it was just an observation. It's just that anything you don't, I guess the like the moral behind this is you don't touch Taylor Swift.
Dude, I honestly thought her reaction was like, can she just roll with? I don't know. I mean, I know she's probably been the punching bag for a lot of NFL. Like, this is like a meme at this point where the NFL shows more Taylor Swift than football, right? Like, that's been jokes ever since the whole Travis Kelce thing. But you can't just like her song,
roll
shake it. You can't just
it.
Shake it off. Just be like,
exactly.
The dude is just trying to do his job, and he didn't come for your. I mean, I guess it maybe involves your personal life, but not really. He didn't come at you personally, ish. Mm-hmm. I don't know, bro.
Honestly, I thought the first Meryl Streep joke was funny.
Which one was? Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it. Where he talked about his mom and like how Meryl Streep always wins these awards, whatever. Yeah.
She's gonna win.
It was okay. Like, overall, it was just a crappy crowd. I think it's a crappy crowd, TBH, because those jokes mostly probably would have landed in a regular setting,
right?
with people, human beings, not. I don't know these people, but not stuck up celebrities.
If you think about it, there were, you know, like, people were laughing.
There was laughter. Yeah. Some people are saying that there might have been a laugh track, but I don't know how true that is. Mm-hmm. Because according to some articles, apparently he was booed. I didn't hear any booing. So I don't know if that was maybe just inside the venue where you can hear that. Mm-hmm. But he did respond. Joe Coy did respond. Like, you know, he did get interviewed after. He did say that he felt bad. And so he said he had fun. It's a tough room. It was a hard job. I'm not going to lie. I'd be lying if I said it didn't hurt. Hosting is just a tough gig.
And plus the Golden Globes with everybody there, like, probably with their chin up and established with, you know, their multiple awards and thinking that everybody's going to win. I'm sure there's like a lot of tension in there because obviously it's a competition.
Yeah.
So,
and most of them probably as big as of a name as Joe Coy is, especially to Filipinos, a lot of them probably didn't know who he was.
Probably.
That's probably the bottom line. Like, he's not as big as Ricky Gervais or for example, like Andy Samberg. If Andy Samberg were to host, most people in that room would know who Andy Samberg is. But Joe Coy, his name isn't as marquee as whatever. But yeah, I mean, oh, there is some, there is a little bit of tea regarding Joe Coy. If you want to fuel your hate for him, if you're one of his haters,
okay,
you know, there. He, remember when he came here and he did that whole stand-up thing here? He got some local stand-up comics to do his show, like his opening act. And then he went on, I forgot if it was the Andrew Schultz podcast. I forgot if which podcast it was. And they were discussing it. And apparently he said, like, he got these comedians. And then when they asked him, how did they do in the opening act? He said that they were ass, or they bombed, or they ate shit. That's what he said. They ate shit. Okay. So that's why a lot of the local comics here don't like Joe Coy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. See, it was Cool Pals, guys. Seen a GB
level. Really?
Yeah. If you want to do a little bit of if you want a little bit of tea, go look it up. Like, just type in Cool Pals Joe Coy Reddit. Mm-hmm. You'll see the post on Facebook. So that's why there are a lot of people are saying, like, he has this split persona where he's all Pinoy pride, but then he kind of doesn't really stand behind the things behind closed doors. I don't know.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah. I mean, like, in the end, I didn't really get, like, secondhand shame or whatever. Because honestly, anything to do with Hollywood or celebrity, I just feel like that's such a, parang palaging merong wall when it comes to that. Like, you don't really get them because you don't know their world. You know what I mean? And yeah, anything to do with that, honestly. For me, the biggest tea in that room was Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner? Is that real, though? Like, you can't really tell what they're saying, right?
Yeah.
Like
somebody, a TikTok, somebody from TikTok who does lip reading was trying to figure out what they were saying. Initially, I thought they were saying, "I love you." That was the whole tea.
Oh, the tea I saw was that Selena Gomez supposedly wanted to take a photo, right?
Same. I also saw that. But honestly, okay, wala lang. Parang, just a little bit. For me, it was the "I love you" situation.
Okay.
I don't know about Selena Gomez. I don't know about that. Pero grabe, no? Like, if you were in that room with all of the cameras, wouldn't you be careful when it comes to doing that?
Yeah, I guess so.
But, I mean, they're all human beings, I guess. They just want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's it for the Golden Globes.
Yeah,
and that's it for the TTs.
True.
Wapow.
That's it for the podcast today. Wow, we got to an hour, actually. That's pretty cool. We thought that with just two TTs, we'd be like, oh, we'd be short. But nah, good amount of time.
No.
But yeah, let us know your thoughts on, the engagement ring, also on the whole Golden Globes thing. Joe Coy, you can message us or post on the Facebook group. It's the Hala Hala Show Leche Fam on FB. You can also follow us on Instagram. It's at Hala Hala Show. And email us, thehalahalashow@gmail.com. Anything else you wanna plug or anything?
For the Leche fans out there who are working out, one more rep. Drink your water.
Mm-hmm.
Eat your vegetables.
Yeah.
And fold your laundry, man.
There you go. Fold your laundry and get some protein in. Add more protein.
There we go.
And that's it, man. Extra song. Hala Hala Show.
Bye.
Peace.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.